Cardiff.
Is Patrick available?
Yeah, this is him.
This is Sean Edwards with Edwards Construction. How you doing?
Good. How are you doing, Sean?
Doing good. Doing good.
Good, good. Thanks for returning my call.
Yep.
How's everything going out there in Missouri today?
Good. Just busy, man. Just busy.
Another Monday, right?
Oh, yeah. Every day is Monday for me.
That's right. You guys, are you guys, what part of Missouri are you guys in, actually? You guys, like, by Kansas City, or?
Yeah, we're north of Kansas City, about 30 miles.
Okay, are you guys, like, big Chiefs fans and whatnot, then?
No, I don't watch much football.
I gotcha. No worries. All right, so, yeah, actually, I spoke with your wife earlier today, just had a few, you know, things on the file I wanted to clear up with you.
Yeah, sure.
So, since you guys are both 50-50 owners, I got her application with her signature and information. We're just going to need the same from you, since you guys are, you know, half-half owners.
Okay.
And then also, she sent, I think she was the one who emailed me, you know, the package so far. She sent me over some bank statements and the tax return, but I think she sent over the personal instead of the business. We do need the business tax return.
That is the business tax return.
Did you guys, how do you guys structure the business too? How do you guys file that?
It's a partnership.
Okay, so that's why it was under the
personal taxes.
Right,
yep.
Right. Okay,
yep.
Perfect. Just wanted to clarify that with you
as
well.
Yeah, that's why we've been running it for almost, you know, 15 years. So.
Mm-hmm. And that was my other question as well. She said that you guys have been in business for about 10 years?
Yeah, Edwards Construction's been running for 10 years, but I mean, we've been self-employed for over 15 years.
Okay. Did you guys just file it, you know, with the state and everything about 10 years ago then?
Yeah.
Okay. And you guys filed that as a partnership?
Yep.
Okay. Perfect. Also, do you guys have some current loans out? I noticed on the bank statements.
Those are all paid off.
Okay. You guys are all got those taken care of?
Yep. Those are paid off. We don't owe any money.
Perfect. Was, am I correct? Was one with daily debt? I want to say, I just looked at the bank statements real quick.
One was Business Backer and one was Mulligan Funding, I believe.
Mulligan, that was the correct. Perfect. And could you just give me, like, kind of the breakdown of each of those? How much did you end up taking on with each of them?
We borrowed $90,000 last year.
Were they at separate times? Let's do 50, the Mulligan first.
One was like 50, one was like 40.
Was it 50 with Mulligan?
I think so.
And then 40 with Business Backer?
Yep.
Okay. And you took those both on at the same time?
Yep.
And when did you say you did that?
Oh, last year.
Do you maybe know when?
No, end of the year. Probably November, December, January, something like that probably.
Okay. I noticed there were daily payments on those as well.
Yep.
How long was the term length for on those? When did you guys get those, you know, finished up and taken care of, paid off?
One was last month and one finished like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, nice. So you guys are fresh off of those, huh?
Yep.
Yeah, I was going to ask if they were still current, if you would be interested in refining them, but, you know, that's even easier since you just got them all taken care of.
Well, we talked to them and, you know, basically they're not wanting to loan us what we need to finance this next job coming up, so we're looking for other sources.
Even though we paid them good,
no problems. You know, never had. You know, we always had money in the bank, and you know, never had any problems. But they don't want to give us what we need, so
we're
shopping around. You know?
Yep, I gotcha. Yeah, and that leads me into a few, you know, a few questions I had here. I got a whole list of them for you real quick. So, you know, who else are you guys looking to go with on this? So you said you're shopping around?
Yeah, we're shopping around.
And how much were you guys looking to get, too? Your wife told me about 150, 200K.
150. Yep.
And is that more what you guys need right now or kind of what you want? Just kind of, you know, getting the priorities on this.
We've got a big job coming up where we've got to buy almost $100,000 worth of material. So we're trying to get some working capital in hand so we can go buy this material so we can start getting it on site for this job.
Oh yeah. What's the job you guys got coming up?
Oh, it's a big concrete job with a big building on it and stuff.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I was gonna ask too. She said you guys do just like you know, concrete, that kind of you know, construction.
Concrete and excavating work, yep.
Okay.
Heavy construction, yep.
Yeah, and that's about it for you guys?
Yep.
What kind of clients you guys have too? Like, you know, is it, you know, a lot of existing work, commercial?
Yep, commercial. New construction and construction repairs, stuff like that. So.
Perfect. And then what kind of materials we'll be using to, you know, with that 100K?
Concrete, rebar, and forming lumber, that kind of stuff.
Forming lumber, okay. Sorry, I'm just making notes of this all real quick. And then you guys have kind of looking to net the rest of it.
We're going to have payroll and stuff like that too, you know, so.
Exactly, and that was one of the other questions I had, is if you guys would be looking to, you know, kind of use any of that for payroll.
Yeah, we're going to need some of that for payroll and stuff, so we're just, you know.
Well, yeah, and, you know, kind of leads me to another question as well, was, are you guys set up on, you know, net 90, net 60, any terms like that for, you know, a payoff for any of these jobs?
Well, this one's going to, you know, this is going to take probably a year, so it's going to be a while to get it all back, you know, so that's...
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, that kind of, you know, works into that, definitely.
Yep.
So, I mean, yeah, what kind of return would you be guys be looking to get, you know, on this 150K you'd be bringing on? Have you kind of quantified that at all? Or is it just kind of, you know, the return you'd be getting on this investment? Have you guys kind of quantified that at all, or is it just kind of for this job?
Well, yeah, we know what we're at, you know.
What kind of a return would you guys be looking to get on that?
I'm not willing to give you that information.
Well, no, I'm just trying to, you know, I'm trying to get all this added to your file here, you know, kind of, you know, iron out what exactly you guys are going to be using this for, how much you're going to be looking to, you know, net off of it, because this is a big investment.
Yep.
And she said, you know, also that you guys are looking to bring this on pretty soon, right?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. All right, well, you know, basically,
yeah,
you know...
we just got notification last week that they want to start moving forward on this project. So.
Okay, so do you guys need any, like, down or, you know, any deposit, you know, coming up? Is there, you know, something on the deadline within the next, you know, 2 weeks where you need that for that job, or...?
Well, yeah, as soon as we get funding, we can, you know, start buying the material and start working on this project.
Okay, perfect.
So that's what we're trying to line out. We can't give them a start date until we know if we can get some money to get it rolling.
Okay, no, awesome. Yeah, I'm just trying to, you know, get the priorities on this one because we do work pretty fast over here as well. I did, you know, get quite a few pieces of the file that we do need from your wife earlier. Basically, all I'm going to need right now is your application with your signature on it. She filled out, so basically, I'm not sure if you looked at the email earlier. I think she pretty much took care of all of that. I'm just going to need the middle part where it has your personal information and your signature, where, you know, name, address, whatnot, stuff like that. You're not going to need to fill it all out for me.
Did I forget to sign it or something?
No. I just only got her copy. Since you guys are 50-50 owners.
Oh, so you need two copies. Okay.
Yeah, but all I'm saying is you don't have to fill out the whole thing. I just need the middle information. You'll see it's a one-page application anyways, but it's just the middle part where it has, like, name, address, phone number. And the signature.
I'll be able to get that to you probably about a half hour or so.
Yeah, no worries on that. And also, do you guys run the business out of your house?
Yep.
Okay, do you guys own the house or are you guys renting that as well?
No, we own it.
Okay, and what's the mortgage like on that?
$120,000, I think.
$120,000, and are you guys the, I mean, obviously if you guys own it, you guys would be the landlord contacts and whatnot.
Yeah.
Perfect. All right, then, Sean, I'll keep my eye out for that application, and then once I get that, that's just about all we do need on
here. So we've got like 7 acres. That's where we run our business out of here. So.
Oh, nice. How's the weather out there, too? Is it starting to get cold? Or?
It's 90 today. It's hot.
Oh, nice. I've never been out that far.
Yep. So.
Well, that's pretty cool. Yep. All right, Sean. Well, I'll let you get back to work, and I'll keep my eye out for that.
All right, thanks, man.
Yep, thank you.
Bye.